Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
We start our program this time as usual with information knowledge to the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is down to 155, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 109. And those figures are not likely to change significantly in the immediate future. So we're currently moving through the plateau, or the peak, of solar cycle 24. And the fluctuations in solar activity are quite remarkable from day to day and week to week as we move through this phase. This means that while we're having low sunspot activity or low solar activity, long distance propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 14 megahertz over long distances will not be very reliable. However, frequencies on daylight paths above about 15 megahertz on long distance routes will be quite satisfactory. Now we have some station news, shortwave station news first of all, some propagation notes made here in Melbourne recently. The high frequency spectrum in our mornings, it's autumn now here in Melbourne as we move through to the winter season. Between 1900 and 1930, I noted these items recently. 4755, the Cross Radio, the religious broadcasting station at Pohnpei, that's in the Western Pacific, carries all night services some days, and this was in English. In the 49 metre band, 5900, the European News Radio Service from Kostinbrod in Bulgaria, with its programs in English. And 5910, Radio Romania International in Romanian. 6050, Radio Kuwait, with its transmissions in English. And 6080, Radio Belarus, Minsk, with its broadcast carrying the domestic service in Belarusian. And the Voice of America, with its program entitled Niwa Radio, on two frequencies, 9310 and 9335. And they're from this Sri Lanka relay station at Iranavila with programming in PASH 2. And 9775, the Darfur Radio, broadcasting from the relay station in the Vatican via Santa Maria di Galleria, programmed in Sudanese. And 9890, the Voice of Vietnam, relay facility in Wolverton, England, with programs in Russian to Europe. So, it's a summary of some interesting items I noted recently here in Melbourne in the period 1900 to 1930. Now, some shortwave station news. This is acknowledged to monitors in Europe through the DX blog in Bulgaria, or the Bulgaria DX blog. The IRRS, that's the Italian radio relay station uses transmitters in various European locations. 7290 is one frequency, 1900 to 2000 to Western Europe in English on Saturdays and Sundays, and 1030 to 1300 on 9510 to Western Europe in English on Sundays only. Now that program is actually the Nexus program. There's another program known as Radio City. It's on the same frequency, 7290, in German on Fridays, 1900 to 2000, and on 9510 on Saturdays in German between 0900 and 1000. And Radio Santec station with the call sign The Word, also known as Cosmic Wave, 1500 to 1530 on 15190 to South Asia on Sundays in German and English. And finally, the Union of the Oromo Evangelical Churches of Europe, 1500 to 1530 on 15515 to East Africa in the Oromo language on Saturdays. And those transmissions are all from the Tigănești relay station in Romania. Now, we have some. The summer schedule of the Voice of Mongolia has been released, and it's as follows. The schedule actually is effective on May 1. 0900 to 0930 in English on 11999.9, near enough to 12,000, from Ulaanbaatar to Southeast Asia. And the same frequency is used for other transmissions. 0930 to 1000 in Mongolian, 1000 to 1030 in Chinese, and 1030 to 1100 in Japanese. Now another frequency is on the air between 1400 and 1600. That's 12015, and it's in Chinese from 1400 to 1430, in Mongolian 1430 to 1500, Japanese 1500 to 1530, and English 1530 to 1600. So interference, as noted by European monitors, for some of those transmissions of the Voice of Mongolia, such as on 12015, which is blocked by co-channel transmissions from the Voice of Korea in Russian at various times. Now, further notes of interest, propagation, analysis and research. Analysis of the 15 megahertz spectrum in the Melbourne mid-afternoon window between 0430 and 0500 has revealed some rather good signals, including several new channels recently activated for the A15 season. Following notes, I'll now give these based on research done at a third location at a place called Westerfolds Park, which is in Templestowe in Melbourne's outer east, adjacent to the Yarra River. And the receiver was the small Eaton E5 with 2 metres of antenna. And this is what we heard. 15120, China Radio International, Beijing, in English. 15170, the Saudi Arabia Broadcasting Service, in Arabic. 15210, All India Radio, in Persian. 15230, Radio Havana, Cuba, broadcasting in Spanish. 15310, Mashal Radio, broadcasting from relay station at Nauen in Germany, in Persian. And 15420, the BBC from the Dubai relay station in the UAE, in English. 15445, China Radio International from Kashi in China, in Russian. And 15580, the Voice of America from the African Relay in Botswana, in English. And 15615, Radio Free Asia from the Tinny and Island Relay Station in the Marianas, broadcasting in Chinese. So, good reception here in Melbourne currently, in our afternoon period, in the 19 metre band, between 0430 and 0500. Now, some early morning reception between 1800 and 1830 here in Melbourne may be of interest. 9 megahertz band, 9610, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Bosnian, signing off at 1820. 9625, the Voice of Vietnam from Moosebrunn, the relay station there in Austria, transmitting in Vietnamese. 9720, the BBC from the Mayerton relay station in South Africa with its programs in Somali. And 9815, Radio Fadar, broadcasting from the Sri Lanka relay at Iranavila in Persian. And 9890, China National Radio Network 13. This is the minorities language network in Uyghur, to closing down at 18:05. And 9895, Radio Taiwan International from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE with programs in German. And 9900, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in German, to closing at 18:20. And 11855 in the 25 metre band, Bible Voice Broadcasting Station, religious broadcaster, using brokered facilities in Germany from the Nauen relay station, English, from signing on at 18:15. So, quite good reception here in Melbourne in the time period, 1800 to 1830. That's pre-dawn here in Melbourne during our autumn season.
And that's all in our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX. And goodbye for now. See you soon.